Kathy Geary, welcome to Now and Then. David Byrne has released some new music. Okay. Do you recognize the name David Byrne? I bet you do. I'll talk a little bit more about who I think David Byrne is, but first, I want to listen to a track from his recording called Who is the Sky, released on September the 5th in 2025. This track by David Byrne, featuring the Ghost Train Orchestra, is called Everybody Laughs. David Byrne.
One, two, one, two, three, and.
Everybody laughs and everybody cries. Everybody lives and everybody dies. Everybody eats and everybody loves. Everybody knows what everybody does. Everybody's going through the changes, every complication. What you say with gesture and expression in my imagination. Every mobile phone in every restaurant, everyone we know and everything you want. What you gonna do? Everything is closer, everything is true. Everybody's starting everything again. Everybody's outside now, they're coming in. Everybody's going through the garbage, looking for inspiration. Some will find it staring at the ceiling of the subway station. Kind of way, everything you know, and every single face, every change of heart, and every saving grace, every song we sing, and every kind of play. Everybody sees, everybody's asking, everybody please. Everybody's going everywhere at once, everybody's backside, everybody's front.
Everybody laughs. Wow. Wow. That's from Who is the Sky by David Byrne. So You recognize David Byrne. How could you not know that name? He's a visual artist. He's a filmmaker. He's a writer. And he's a musician. Oh, yes. David Byrne has received an Academy Award, a Grammy Award, a Special Tony Award, and a Golden Globe Award. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as part of Talking Heads. That's right. He was the lead singer and songwriter for Talking Heads. And from 1975 until they broke up in 1991, Talking Heads released 8 studio albums. Now, I don't know where you were in those years, but I was definitely alive, and this music is like a part of my life, the Talking Heads songs. It's pretty amazing the career that David Byrne has had, the constant creative and output. I mean, I really was aware of him during Talking Heads, and then I kind of lost track of him. So just to remind you what Talking Heads sounds like, let's listen to some. Oh, yeah. When Talking Heads was really developing their most popular music, David Byrne was collaborating with Brian Eno. Now, Brian Eno is an artist in his own right. David Byrne was born on May 19th in 1952, so he's currently 74. Brian Eno, E-N-O, was born in 1948. He's just a few years older. He's 78 years old. Now, Brian Eno specialized in ambient music and avant-garde experimentation and recording techniques. Brian Eno produced 3 of the most popular and commercially successful Talking Heads albums in collaboration with David Byrne. So there was 3 albums that were produced by Brian Eno. There was a series of them in 1978. More songs about buildings and food. Then in 1979, Fear of Music. And then in 1980, Remain in Light. So we're going to listen to some tracks from those 3 Talking Heads albums. And the thing that I think is interesting, I'm glad we listened to some of his most recent work at the top of the show, because you're going to hear similarities. There's a lot of growth and a lot of change that David Byrne has gone through, but there's also a lot of similarities to what he was doing with Talking Heads. So one of my favorite tracks is called Once in a Lifetime. We're going to start there. That's from the album Remain in Light. And then we'll hear 2 tracks from the Fear of Music album. This is Talking Heads. This is 1980. This is David Byrne and Brian Eno.
Same as it ever was.
Zimbra. That song was written in 1979 for Fear of Music, and David Byrne and Brian Eno actually co-wrote that song together along with Hugo Ball. And I love that Robert Fripp, I don't know if you know who he is, King Crimson, anybody? Robert Fripp is playing guitar on that track. Zimbra. Now, Eno had been producing the album, but this is one of the first times where they actually collaborate in writing a song where they share the writing credits. And you know, David Byrne's lyrical style and way that he speaks and sings his lyrics is the main direction of these tracks. But I hear Brian Eno's influence in the polyrhythmic African type of feel of those rhythms and the repetition, the looping, Zimbra, Zimbra, because Eno was known for ambient music, which does a lot of repetition, kind of a hypnotic trance sort of a feeling. And you take that trance sort of feeling, and then you hit it with a couple thousand volts of energy, and you get the energy of David Byrne, and you come up with a song like Zimbra. All of these albums that were co-produced for Talking Heads with David Byrne and Brian Eno, they were gold and platinum certified. They were major hits in their time. And typically, David Byrne was the sole songwriter, but he does collaborate often. And on the next song we're going to hear from the same album, he shares the writing credit with the band, David Byrne, Chris Franz, Jerry Harrison, and Tina Weymouth. This song is called Life During Wartime. This is Talking Heads, 1979.
Bye.
Talking Heads, Take Me to the River. So you know what? I didn't know until this morning when I was researching for my show today. That's a cover of a song by Al Green. Al Green, the soul singer. I had no idea that that was a cover. And that was released in 1978. And the album produced by David Byrne and Brian Eno was called More Songs About Buildings and Food. So here's another thing that I thought, oh, that's just really crazy. David Byrne has collaborated with so many people and is such a high output artist. Every year there is a list of things that he has done. I couldn't even capture it all. All I'm going to share with you are just the high points that stick out to me, but there's so many things that David Byrne has done. And one of the things he's done is you've heard of TED Talks. You've heard about TED Talks, right? So in June 2010, David Byrne did a TED Talk about the effect of music on architecture. The effect of music on architecture. It makes me think, you know, songs about buildings and food. He also did some kind of crazy installation in this large ferry building in Manhattan where he turned the building into some kind of it would create sounds, and they put up fans and blew wind through it and controlled it. So he turned the building into a piece, into an instrument of some kind. Just an amazing, creative, unique person. You know, he was born in Scotland, so he's a British citizen. But his family moved to Canada and then to the United States when he was just a very young child. But he didn't become a U.S. citizen until 2012. And he's also an Irish citizen since 2020. What a fascinating life. Another thing about David Byrne that I didn't know, and I don't know how long this has been happening, but have you heard of sound exchange? Sound exchange, when I play a song on the radio, the artist gets a certain amount of royalty. And that is handled, it's a very complicated financial thing, it's handled by Sound Exchange. They're responsible for figuring out the royalties for all the different sound recordings. Well, guess who's on the board of directors of Sound Exchange? Yeah, David Byrne. That's right. So we've just heard some tracks from three of the really early, really popular Talking Heads albums, and they were all produced by Brian Eno. So the last of those, it was Songs About Building and Food in 1978, Fear of Music in 79, then Remain in Light in 1980. So after that, in the following year, in 1981, Brian Eno and David Byrne just split off from Talking Heads, and they go off and they do their very own album, Whoa, which is called My Life in the Bush of Ghosts. Now, you have to realize this is 1980. They did not have the ability to digitally manipulate audio. Right now, they're experimenting in 1981 with looping rhythm tracks, with avant-garde recording techniques, and all kinds of using recordings and mixing them together in a highly unusual way. These are real early recordings. So we're just going to hear one track from that collaboration from 1981 with Brian Eno and David Byrne. It's called My Life in the Bush of Ghosts. This song is called America is Waiting. America is Waiting.
America is waiting for a message of some sort or another. Thank you.
burn my life in the bush of ghosts. Okay, so the three albums with Brian Eno producing Talking Heads, and then the collaboration with David Byrne, and then after that, Brian Eno did not work with Talking Heads again. However, a few years after, like maybe 25 years later, in 2008, Brian Eno and David Byrne collaborated again on an album called Everything That Happens Will Happen Today. Fascinating. So you can hear how experimental that music is. So a couple of years after that, in 1983, Talking Heads released what I think is their most famous and well-known song on an album called Speaking in Tongues. The song is called Burning Down the House. That's right, Burning Down the House. That song is very popular. In fact, you know, when Stephen Colbert had The Late Show and he was going through, had been canceled, and he was going through his final week of broadcasting, David Byrne appeared on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert in May of 2026, and he performed Burning Down the House. But let's go back and let's listen to the original recording from 1983. Now, there was, after they burnt, Talking Heads did Speaking in Tongues, the album, they did a tour, they did a live concert tour to support the album. And the documentarian, Jonathan Demme, made a documentary movie of the Talking Heads tour called Stop Making Sense. So let's listen to Talking Heads. This is Burning Down the House.
Watch out! You might get what you're after.
down the house, Talking Heads. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on Radio Catskill. You are listening local, and I have some interesting news. You know, I've been involved with the radio station a long time, and our website is very cool. You can go online, and you can listen to program archives. You can listen to this show up to 2 weeks. It's rotated on the website, and it's been really a fabulous website. But the web address is wjffradio.org. However, beginning tomorrow, August 30th, 2026, there's a new website, and it's Radio Catskill. It's so simple, radiocatskill.com. So I'm excited about that change, and I encourage you, if you are using the old web address, you're going to automatically be taking to the new website. So take a few minutes and check it out tomorrow sometime and just see what Radio Catskill has been up to. So, yeah, I'm just so excited about David Byrne and all the things I've discovered about him. You know, that song that we just heard was released in 1983. And I mentioned that he's done all kinds of other things besides just recording music. I mean, with his band. He's also done extensive work on film soundtracks. David Byrne received an Academy Award in 1987 for the soundtrack that he wrote for the movie called The Last Emperor by Bernardo Bertolucci. I just think that's just amazing, you know, the life that he has. He started his own record label called Todo Mundo. He started that in 2007. He also wrote all the music for the TV show Big Love, Season 2, in 2007. He did all that music soundtrack. In 2010, he did the soundtrack for the documentary Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps. Now, that's interesting because that was another collaboration on that soundtrack with Brian Eno. You know, Brian Eno, what an interesting man on his own. I'll have to do a whole other episode on him. But about that same time, Brian Eno was also producing Coldplay's, one of my favorite albums, Coldplay in 2008, Viva La Vida, or Death and All His Friends. So what a fantastic, what a creative life this man has had. In 2019, in October, his theatrical piece called American Utopia started its run on Broadway. In February of 2020, David Byrne was the musical guest on SNL, Saturday Night Live, with John Mulaney. It was the third time he'd been on the Saturday Night Live show. In 2022, he did another theater piece after the American Utopia Broadway show, which also went on a big national tour. In 2022, he did a show called Theater of the Mind, and he started to call it Immersive Theater. And it's a collaboration with Mala Gonakar, which is his current fiancé. It's a very biographical show. And the concept is that the music never stops, and it's a combination of choreography and music. The things that I've seen that he's done recently is everybody on the stage is moving around. If you're a bass player, you're walking around playing your... If you're a keyboard player, you're walking around with your keyboard strapped in front of you on a... You know, everybody is... They're not just standing there playing. They're all part of the collaboration. Very high energy performances. What an amazing performer he is. So, in addition to all of his, you know, soundtracks, he's also a visual artist. He's released, you know, his works in galleries, numerous galleries. He started releasing his works in 1990 when Talking Heads was still forming. He's currently represented by Pace McGill. It's a gallery in New York City. In fact, David Byrne actually lives in New York City today, and he bicycles everywhere. He's known for his bicycling. He designed a series of bicycle racks that were installed in Manhattan. Of course, they've been removed because they were kind of art pieces. In 2023, you know, the Met Gala, the big glitzy, everybody's in their finest clothes. He went to the Met Gala. He arrived on a single-speed bicycle. This man is really amazing. He released a book. He's an author. He's a filmmaker. He's a visual artist. He's a musician. He released a book on September the 12th in 2012 called How Music Works. Now, you see, David Byrne and I are just about the same age. And as I'm researching all the things that he's done, and I said, okay, 1982, what was I doing in 1982? And all of the work and all the music, an intense amount of production, you know, research him a little bit. You can't keep up with it all. And I, you know, I kind of feel like, well, you know, I feel like I've been artistically successful, but I never reached the type of commercial success or never, you know, been just a musician. So in his book, I'd like to read a quote from David Byrne that really consoles me and makes me feel like, you know, Kathy, don't judge yourself too harshly. From his book, How Music Works, here's a quote. I've made money. I've been ripped off. I've had creative freedom. And I've been pressured to make hits. I have dealt with diva behavior from crazy musicians. And I have seen genius records by wonderful artists get completely ignored. If you think success in the world of music is determined by the number of records sold or the size of your house or bank account, then I'm not the expert for you. I am more interested in how people can manage a whole lifetime in music. I think that's an amazing quote. The book was released in a second edition in 2017, and it dealt with the digital curation of music. So I'm just fascinated by David Byrne and the life. So we started the song, we started the show today with a song from his most recent recording, Who is the Sky, released on September the 5th in 2025. So you can hear the continuity from some of his earliest works, but you also, in this, the Ghost Train Orchestra is a classical orchestra. We're talking cellos, we're talking violins and violas, we're talking, you know, timpanis. So you'll hear traces of that in some of these songs. So let's listen to a few more songs from Who is the Sky by David Byrne. This song is called When We Are Singing. This is David Byrne.
When we are singing, I know the way we look. Swimming, drifting, floating on, and everything is true. Everything is true. When we are singing,
David Byrne featuring the Ghost Train Orchestra. This song is called My Apartment Is My Friend.
My triumphs and my shame, the things that no one knows, the moments that we shared. So forgive me if I hesitate, if a tear comes now and then. You stood by me when darkness fell. My apartment is my friend. My apartment is my friend. So forgive me if I hesitate, if a tear comes now and then. You stood by me when darkness fell. My apartment is my friend. My apartment is my friend. She explains what is happening in the movies we watch. I ask, why did they do that? Why did they stop? Why did they say that on that TV show? And I ask myself, wow, how did she know? She explains what a character she know that? How did she see? Why is that?
my dear. Said no machine is the last thing a man ever wants to hear.
That song is called The Truth. It's the last thing a man wants to hear. Those songs that we were just listening to are from an album called Who is the Sky, released on September the 5th in 2025 with David Byrne featuring the Ghost Train Orchestra. What an impressive career. I hope you've enjoyed this music as much as I have. This album, Who is the Sky, is the 12th album that David Byrne has done after Talking Heads as a solo artist or with other collaborations. So I mentioned earlier, you know, that there's going to be a new website for Radio Catskill, and it is being launched tomorrow. So when you get a minute and you go online, be sure to check it out, Radio Catskill. And I think it's .com, but even if it's .com or .org, you're going to end up in the right place. So I'm very excited. I hope you take a minute to check it out. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. You've been listening local here on Radio Catskill. I mean, you're not going to hear this anywhere else. David Byrne. Wow, what a career. I hope you enjoyed the music. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. And once again, thank you so much for listening.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Jeff Bank, a community bank serving Sullivan County and beyond for more than a century. Rooted in local relationships and growing with our customers, Jeff Bank offers full-service personal and business banking with a commitment to service. Jeff.Bank, member FDIC. From generous funding from the Public Media Bridge Fund, and from listeners like you who donate at WJFFradio.org.
Coming up tonight at 7, Liberation Station with me, Callison Stratton, featuring music by female and femme presenting performers, only on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville. From river to river, mountain to mountain, we are Radio Catskill.